And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Look, for the past 7 years, the only way to get to and from the International Space Station has been to use the Russian-made Soyuz rockets. Soyuz rockets are extremely reliable. They haven't had a fatal accident since 1971, whereas the American-made space shuttles had two catastrophic disasters in that same period of time, killing a total of 14 astronauts. So last night, when Soyuz MS-10 took off from Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, the two men on board, cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin and astronaut Nick Haig, were pretty confident that everything was going to be okay. But 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the flight, something went wrong.
Emergency booster, 2 minutes 45 seconds, the emergency, the failure of the booster. Failure of the booster, BS, separation.
You can hear the Morse code beacon there indicating that the Soyuz rocket is in trouble and coming down. It's broadcasting the letters AN over and over. And Jonathan Webb and I tried to figure out why the Soyuz rockets broadcast AN, but we couldn't figure it out. We'll keep looking. But a booster rocket...
Greater minds than yours, Matt.
Yes, indeed. A booster rocket on the Soyuz craft had failed about 80 kilometres above the Earth while it was trying to separate empty fuel tanks, leaving them behind as the rocket keeps ascending into orbit. The astronauts reported feeling weightlessness, which is not how they're supposed to feel. They're supposed to feel like they're being flung into space by an incredibly powerful rocket, pushed back into their seats. The mission was aborted. The crew separated from all the rocket parts and re-entered the atmosphere. The re-entry was not pleasant. They descended extremely quickly before deploying their parachutes and landed safely about 400 kilometres north of where they took off, where they were retrieved, apparently safe and sound. Former ISS resident, Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, told Euronews how he thought the crew of the Soyuz rocket would have felt.
They would have felt somewhere in the order of 6 or 7 times their normal weight, maybe even a little more. So they'd be crushed, but that's how most space flights go. So they're ready for it. It's not what they wanted to happen. They'll be pretty angry and disappointed, you know, that they didn't get to go to space today. But the important thing is that the automated systems worked well, the crew worked well, and everybody's safe.
So, what does this mean? Well, the Kremlin has announced that they're going to conduct an investigation and suspend all Soyuz flights. The crew on the ISS will be stuck up there a bit longer then, because they were supposed to be brought down on this rocket in December and replaced. But they've apparently got plenty of supplies up there. That said, we don't know when the next mission to pick them up will be sent up.
If you look after the Columbia accident in 2003 or Challenger in 1986, those took over 2 years to launch another space shuttle. This should go faster than that, but it still could be quite a while before we get the next crew to go. So the three people up on the space station, they're essentially marooned right now with no way for another crew to come up until we solve all these problems.
The other big story online today, at least, is that rapper Kanye West has visited US President Donald Trump at the White House. Kanye West has been going around wearing one of Donald Trump's trademarked Make America Great Again hats recently and talking about how great he thinks the president is. Last time the two were publicly seen together, Kanye West didn't make any comments to the media, but this time, inside the Oval Office, it was different.
If he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president. He has to be the freshest, the flyest planes, the best factories, and we have to make our core be empowered. We have to bring jobs into America.
Sitting across the Oval Office desk from Donald Trump here, Kanye West talked about one of the reasons that he likes the president is because he personally is not surrounded by a lot of male energy in his home life. Remember, Fran, that he is married into the Kardashian family.
How could
family.
I forget that?
I'm married to a family that, you know, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape for me, also as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys.
Kanye West was ostensibly there to talk about prison reform, which he somehow links to the idea of abolishing the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which abolished slavery.
There's a lot of things affecting our mental health that makes us do crazy things that puts us back into that trap door called the 13th Amendment. I did say abolish with the hat on because why would you keep something around that's a trap door? If you're building a floor, the Constitution is the base of our industry, right? Of our country, of our company. Would you build a trap door that if you mess up and you accidentally something happens, you fall and you end up next to the Unabomber? You got to remove all that trap door out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that broke the 13th Amendment, and I think the way the universe works, it's perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we?
I don't know, Fran. Kanye West there in an official meeting with the President of the United States.
Yeah, lucky him. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.